I have some information that could blow playdates right out of the water. And it involves those healthy microbes that we can't seem to stop talking about right now. A pediatric neurologist claims our kids aren't dirty enough. Dr. Maya Shatried Klein, mother of three, by the way, says our kids should get good and dirty, play outside, roll around in the grass and the dirt, get into Mother Nature, and they should get Mother Nature inside by eating foods from healthy soil, too. She's essentially challenging our ideas of what's sanitary and healthy for our kids. New York Times food columnist Melissa Clark talked with Dr. Shatried Klein about the research behind her conclusions in her book, The Dirt Cure, Growing Healthy Kids with Food Straight from the Soil.
Maya, welcome.
Thank you so much.
What do you mean by the dirt cure? What are you curing?
Well, I'll first say what I mean by dirt. So dirt is being exposed to microbes. It's eating fresh, unprocessed food from healthy soil. And it's getting outdoors in nature. And I use the word cure very rarely in my life because I'm not someone who really believes in, you know, miracles just as such. And I think really healing is a journey. But I think curing is about curing this idea, essentially, which is that we think we need to be really sanitized. We think we can control everything in nature. And really what I think is that we've gotten a lot sicker. The more we try to control things, the sicker, particularly children, have become. And now we're seeing many, many children chronically ill with allergies, asthma, ADHD, all kinds of autoimmune conditions. So I think it's really about curing a way of thinking and an approach.
And so when you tell us that our children need to go outside and play in the dirt, how does that connect to helping them get better?
Well, it's funny because I think most of us think, you know, yeah, getting outside is totally nice, totally healthy. It turns out there's a tremendous amount of science that actually supports that. So for one thing, being outside in the sunshine reduces the risk of developing nearsightedness in children. And it has to do with being actually in natural light. You know, there's a bunch of studies actually looking at soil microbes. And in one teaspoon of soil, there are as many microbes as there are people on the planet. And there are certain microbes that have actually been shown to boost serotonin levels as high as antidepressants.
Oh, wow.
And so children or adults, when we're outdoors, we actually are happier and we are able to be less stressed and perform better on tests. Children who are outdoors actually perform better on standardized tests when they've been in natural environments versus being in less natural environments.
And now to connect this to food, so you don't want us to just be dirty on the outside. You want us to bring it inside too. For example, not scrubbing our vegetables or peeling them. And talk a little bit about that, about how we can bring the dirt within.
Absolutely. So part of what we've done in this whole sanitizing of not being outside and sanitizing our homes and hand sanitizer and all of those things has been also to sanitize food. So how we're growing food, you know, we're using pesticides in many cases and chemical fertilizers and, you know, washing things with chlorine and things like that. And we're actually not getting exposed to the kind of microbes that we want to be exposed to from soil. In addition, that rich, healthy soil is actually infused into our food. And that makes the food healthier. It makes the plants healthier, actually. It makes the animals who eat the plants healthier. And we, who eat animals and plants, are also healthier because our soil's healthy.
Yeah, one of the great things that you say in your book is, we are what we eat eats, right. Which I think sums that up. When we're shopping and when we're looking for food, is it important to buy organic food necessarily, or is local more important?
This is, you know, one of those conundrums that I think everyone feels like they get embroiled in if they're really being mindful about this. And I think, you know, we need to walk into it doing the best we can. So I think it's always best. I mean, if you can grow your own or even grow a little bit of your own, that's wonderful. I think going to farmers markets and knowing who produced your food and how it's produced and getting the freshest food possible is incredibly important. And then I think obviously eating organic, because we know in a lot of different studies that traces of pesticides do remain on food, we do want to avoid that. And I think particularly for certain foods, I always look at Environmental Working Group's Dirty Dozen as kind of a guide for the top foods to avoid. And then animal products as much as possible. The thick-skinned fruits and vegetables or the clean 15 are the ones, you know, I'm a little more flexible about.
If you were going to advise people to make one change in their diets, what would it be?
You know, we've become a very sugar-obsessed society, and part of that is we've evolved to eat more and more sweets, and also food industry has added a lot more sugar. But actually what I'd recommend is to eat bitters, because bitters, which could be the peel of fruits and vegetables, it can be dark chocolate, it can be even coffee, beer, all contain bitters. A lot of the food, you know, leafy greens, broccoli rabe, all of those foods actually contain these alkaloid compounds that go into our body and stimulate our digestion. So we make more stomach acid, we digest better, our detoxification mechanisms increase, and our immune systems all over our body, including our ear, nose, and throat, actually are boosted. So I'm a big, big fan of bitters. I actually even take a little bitter tonic before I eat meals.
What's in your bitter tonic?
It has chamomile, it has angelica, it has all kinds of herbs in it, actually, and it's just like a little spray bottle. And I actually recommend it to kids, to patients, to help their digestion. And surprisingly, even really picky kids will do the bitters.
Fascinating. Thank you so much for talking with us. This was great. I learned so much.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Maya Shatrit Klein is the author of The Dirt Cure. Melissa Clark's latest book is Cook This Now. Well, get outside, get down and dirty with this recipe for hot spiced portobello grill with fresh arugula and Parmigiano Reggiano shavings. And it's at, you know where, splendidtable.org.